Okay, hello, Manzano Middle School. My name is George Trevino, and I'll be adjudicating your performance today. I want to wish you the very best of luck as you continue working towards your UIL performance and any future performances you have throughout the year. Looks like we're about ready to start here. Integrity March. Okay, here we go. Good. Good job of isolating the different voicing in that. Adjustment to volume here on the first strain. I'd like to hear more of a difference in volume as we repeat virtually the same volume throughout. It's careful how hard we're tonguing in the reed instruments. Sounds like we're just maybe hammer tonguing or just tonguing a little bit too much of a heavy tongue at times. Okay, good release. Okay, good adjustment there. Percussion to percussion in terms of volume to the ensemble. Okay, doing a good job of being sensitive to the overall balance. Okay, just a matter of making sure that we maintain a good light lifted sound on all notes that we articulate. Okay, as we're moving through that. Not a lot of opportunity there to do much. It's pretty much within, a scale pattern. You just need to make sure that, we're very crystal clear on everything we do. Because when you are given the opportunity to be highlighted, it needs to be very, very clean, very articulate. But at the same time, we got to make sure that we're matching from section to section, okay? Not just with pitch, but with also tonguing, articulation. Yeah, make sure those are full value, touch the rest. Yeah, so accompaniment here is a little bit much for the volume of the melody. So section to section, we're not really matching from one section in terms of what volume that we establish. We need to make sure that we're more sensitive to that as we come in. Yeah, so if almost overpowering melody again here in the trumpets, but the overpowering is coming from everyone else. Yeah, make sure you sustain that A flat concert trumpets with more air support. Yeah, So, you know, we're bum, 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 bum. Yeah, play it out. Play it stronger, okay? With a little bit more, you know, tenacity, okay? A little bit more, you know, attitude or energy into what we're sustaining, okay? So otherwise it just kind of lags a little bit, okay? Harmony, bum, 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 you know, just tends to overpower, okay? A little bit much. Again, you know, because the parts are so limiting, okay, we need to make sure that what we do play is exactly at the level and the, you know, everything has to be for a reason. Everything has to be a consequence of everything else around it. So, you know, if we're not paying attention, okay, we're not giving priority to the more melodic content, which means we're not really organized in our thinking in terms of how the end result should really be sounding. Okay, so it's not a matter of just playing the notes, the rhythms. Those are important. We have to get through those first, but we also have to organize our you know, our volumes, our balance, so that, you know, we are displaying what's important in kind of a order. And sometimes because of the way the balance is situated, you know, the numbers and so forth, you have to accommodate for that. Okay, so just understand that when... as we sustain those, as related to pitch, okay, as we sustain those longer notes, we need to make sure that we're identifying what those pitch centers are. So when we do add our parts in, we're all actually agreeing on where that pitch should be centered. Okay, so once the clarinet comes in on the soli, I would back down even more on the accompaniment parts, just so it's not at the same volume as the melody. Yeah, so the accent on count three, on the trumpet, not really noticeably effective. Careful so that when we get to, you know, the end of a crescendo, we don't just hear the top notes dominate. If it's a B-flat major chord, I want to make sure that we hear the actual chord tones and the, you know, the inner chord tones as well as the top and the bottom, okay? But not just, you know, the dominance being in on the top voicing. Okay, so just a matter of just working that from the bottom up more, okay? Again, back at the beginning here, I would do a lot more with the sustains, making sure with we have the you know, the air intake to be able to sustain that, and you know, not sure if we have people adding in on those sustain notes, but... it's not as effective right now, and as people join in, we got to make sure that we're understanding how these notes fit with one another harmonically, okay? Because otherwise, you know, it just becomes a distraction, you know, everything else. So we've got to outline that, okay? between the B flat and the Fs clearer at the beginning and being able to sustain that. And then when we add the, you know, D concerts on the third measure, going to the C concert, that relationship stays intact, okay? So working through that is going to be important. The other thing is distinguishing on these volume levels more. You need to be able to distinguish where our forte is, where our mezzo forte and mezzo piano, etc., are, so that we have a noticeable difference, okay? Note accuracy, rhythmic accuracy seems to be in place, so that seems to be good. We just now need to make sure that we're identifying, you know, more with terms of, you know, where our unisons are in comparison to our other notes in the chord, so that we can start relating a little bit closer, a little bit better. On some of these pushes, on the crescendo, decrescendo, well, not decrescendo so much, but on the crescendos, we got to make sure that we understand how to measure those crescendos more effectively. And then when we reach the, you know, the high point of the crescendo, are we hearing the full chord, the full extent of the chord, or are we just hearing the top voicings stronger than everyone else? So that's just another step needed. But, you know, I would just keep pushing ahead and try to bring out as many details as you possibly can, okay? But namely what I just mentioned, I think you'll be in fine shape, okay? All right, best of luck to you.